welcome to another edition of the Northern Sun Spotlight presented by Experience Burnsville. Here we are, the end of November, making our way towards December. Yes, a lot of basketball coming your way in this edition of the Northern Sun Spotlight. But Nick, the football season isn't over just yet.
It is not over. A big win for Minnesota State last weekend down in Mankato. The number one Mavericks knocked off number nine Colorado State Pueblo 24-10 in the NCAA football second round game there. So Minnesota State advances in the tournament. They take on number six Tarleton State out of Texas. Another 12-0 team on Saturday at 12 p.m. back in Mankato. But a big win for the Mavericks over Colorado State Pueblo.
That is fantastic news indeed, which must mean we've got, to help us recap what's going on, that isn't the right music. You need a little something a little bit more upbeat. Like that, because you have to be upbeat when you're talking about a win, and you're talking about the
sounds of the Suns.
Schlicky drops back to pass, looking for Zylstra, wide open, caught by Zylstra, breaks a tackle, running down the sidelines, one man to beat, as he is in for the end zone for six, touchdown Mavericks.
Zoom, zoom, touchdown Zylstra.
As he drops back, receives some pressure on his backside, nice catch by Arnold. And that's his first touchdown of the afternoon of 15 yards from McCowell to Arnold. As they bring in the big body of Pribble, they head out to Gunn. Gunn's in the end zone for six. Gunn's first touchdown of the afternoon, and that is a Maverick touchdown. And the clock finally winds down as Minnesota State takes this one over CSU Pueblo 24-10.
How about that? Sounds of the Sun of a stirring 24-10 victory. Minnesota State takes down Colorado State Pueblo. The sounds of the Sun were spectacular, and they recap a nice victory for the Mavericks.
That is correct. You heard Shane Zylstra, 52-yard touchdown score on that. He got wide open, broke a tackle.
Zoom,
Zylstra scoring on
that one.
Nate Gunn. So the Mavericks scored a lot of their points in the middle, the second and the third quarters. No score in the fourth quarter. They went up 24-0 in the game. Nate Gunn carried the ball six times on that MSU scoring drive where he capped it off with a three-yard touchdown run. So they advance to next week where they take on Tarleton State. Tarleton State was a 34-28 winner over Texas A&M Commerce. They were the defending national champs. Commerce were. Commerce knocked off Minnesota Duluth last week up in Duluth. So Tarleton State will be making the trek up from Texas to Mankato next weekend. It should be a good game. Offensively, Tarleton accounted for 556 yards, including 350 yards on the ground. So two high-powered offenses coming in this Saturday to Mankato. So it should be a good one down at Blakeslee Stadium.
And that is at noon. Give me a quick preview of Super Region number 4. The championships as number 1 versus number 2.
That's right. Tarleton State and Minnesota State Mankato, the top two teams in the region, taking off two undefeated teams in this game. There's six undefeated teams left in of the eight in the playoffs right now for Division 2. So should be a great matchup for Mankato. Like we said, two undefeated teams, 12-0, battling it out.
Outstanding. But then we also got the Mineral Water Bowl coming up. That's this Saturday as well. Is that December 1st already?
It is December 1st already. We've got two football games at noon. The other one is Minnesota State University Moorhead taking on Missouri S&T. The Dragons 8-3. Missouri S&T out of the GLVC. They are 9-2. Saturday, 1 p.m. kickoff. The great news there, Kevin, is the MSUM Go team, that is their production company, will be making the trek to Excelsior Springs.
Awesome.
So that will be a full production of that game. So you can watch that at northernsun.org/live. Or if you're like me or Chris Kautza, you'll be watching it from the sidelines. Because we will be making the trek to Excelsior Springs as well on Friday for the game on Saturday.
Of course you guys will. That's great. We'll get an action-packed report next week on the Northern Sun Spotlight. We know volleyball season is over, but we got some All-Americans and a whole handful of them.
That's correct. A handful and a couple extra. They had 12 players named to the AVCA All-American team. We had three first-team players, four second-team players. Taylor Reese leading the way for that. The player of the year will be announced this week. You can check northernsun.org out for that. Taylor Reese, the reigning player of the year, so hopefully she is able to repeat for that. But 12 All-Americans in volleyball for the NSIC.
So good stuff for the volleyball portion of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Conference. How about in cross country? What's going on there?
All right. Also on December 1st, it's the NCAA Fall Sports Festival out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The University of Mary women will be making their four straight NCAA championship at the cross country appearance, while Augustana's women are making their 12th appearance in the last 13 years, 16th overall. Also, Lily Paul from Minnesota State will be running as an individual for the women. On the men's side, Augustana is making its 10th straight NCAA appearance, while the University of Sioux Falls is making its fourth trip to the national championships. So you can follow those. Those start, I believe, 10 Eastern is 10, 9 o'clock, I think, in the morning on Saturday. So you can wake up and check out the results from cross country as you get ready for the football games at noon. And then, teasing ahead a little bit forward, we have a full slate of basketball games Saturday afternoon as well.
I was going to say, your December 1st, your Saturday, first day of that month, is going to be action-packed, because not only everything you've already named, but like you said, basketball continues with a full slate of games on the weekend as well, starting Saturday.
That is correct. Travel partner weekend. Usually, it depends. The schedule got shifted a little bit, so just how New Year's falls, all that stuff. But we'll start with travel partner games. So one single conference game, all on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock starts are the earliest, but 4 o'clock are the late. So we got games all afternoon in basketball, conference season starting. So that should be exciting as well.
How about wrestling? Now they get going on Friday. Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. The St. Cloud State, number one in the nation there at Southwest Minnesota State at 7 p.m. for a duel. And then Northern State is at Moorhead on Friday at 7 p.m. And then a whole bunch of open action on Saturday and Sunday for wrestling as well.
Are you guys going to have enough people in the front office to keep track of all this? Half of you are going to the football games, but you got basketball. You got all this other stuff going on. Do you have enough people, enough arms, enough hands, enough legs to get this all covered?
So, luckily, there's this thing called the Internet. And
yes.
Wi-Fi, and now vehicles, you can put it on your mobile hotspot. So as I have 6 hours to sit with Chris Kautza, I'm going to ignore him for a little bit and sit and stare at my computer screen, update some basketball stuff, update the football stuff. Obviously, we'll be down at the Mineral Water Bowl. So definitely, we will get it all covered. It is that time of season where the sports overlap. It's a busy season, but it's definitely a fun time of year.
It is fun, and it'll be fun to keep track of everything going on throughout the weekend. NorthernSun.org is your place for all the action, because Nick has his mobile hop spot and he'll be updating northernsun.org all weekend long. But also, if you want to watch any of this action for yourself and you don't make the trip to any of these different locations, northernsun.org/live is a great way to do it, because there's all these different ways to do it through that website.
That's right. northernsun.org/live for your computer or your mobile device. Otherwise, search NSIC on your Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, or Android TV, and you can download the NSIC app and watch all the NSIC content through that app there. The cross country championships, that's a pay-per-view subscription through Flow Track, so you'll have to click on the link at northernsun.org for the opportunity to watch that quality production from the championships. Otherwise, there'll be links to live results and updates as well at northernsun.org there.
Man, that was an action-packed first segment already. The sounds of the Sun, talked a little football and everything else going on in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. But when we continue, we're going to talk a little women's basketball. Who are we talking to, Nick?
Isioma Odor from the University of Minnesota Crookston.
Very good. A redshirt senior forward for the Golden Eagles. That's next. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight presented by Experience Burnsville.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit NCAA.org/opportunity to learn more.
Whether it's family time, a couple's city getaway, or business as usual, Burnsville, Minnesota offers affordable, convenient, and comfortable hotel options for you and your family. For those staying in the Twin Cities, Burnsville, Minnesota offers affordable, fun hotel options. Come to Burnsville when you're looking for a place with a great pool to bring the kids for the weekend, somewhere with a continental breakfast, or a hotel for your next business trip. You're sure to find a property in Burnsville that fits your needs. Explore more at BurnsvilleMN.com.
The Northern Sun is competitive.
Bold.
Dedicated.
Strength.
Competitive. Fierce.
Memorable.
Strong. Prestigious.
Elite. determined. Family. Fierce.
Dominant.
Unity.
Competitive. Family.
Ambitious.
Excellence. Unified.
Competitive. Competitive. Possibility.
Family.
Competitive. Prestigious.
Success.
This is the NSIC.
This is the Northern Sun Spotlight presented by Experience Burnsville. Time to turn our attention to women's basketball in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. For that, we're going to Minnesota Crookston to talk a little women's basketball with Isioma Odor. How you doing, Isioma?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I was talking a little bit off air. I know that your friends and colleagues don't call you Isioma. They call you what?
Isi.
How much have, like, coming up through school and having teachers try to pronounce your name, what type of trials and tribulations does that create for you?
You know, quite a few. I always get Issy. I mean, my grandfather still calls me Issy, so I don't really take offense to people that mess it up.
Well, good. Well, we'll go with Issy from this point forward here, because now I feel like we're friends.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the season so far. Minnesota Crookston, I believe you're off to the best start since 04-05 season with a 5-1 mark for the Golden Eagles in the non-conference play. You're obviously going into conference play this weekend, but just give us kind of an update on the season so far with that 5-1 record.
You know, we've just been working really hard, listening to coach, trying to get some things done defensively, you know, just got to improve every week.
Now, you're a fifth-year senior. You had your freshman year. You played in six games before you were injured. That sat out the rest of the season. Now you're a fifth-year senior. Talk about how that experience has helped you and some of the teammates on the Golden Eagle team this season that are helping to this 5-1 start.
It kind of gives you, like, a sense of not wanting to take anything for granted. It definitely pushed me to work harder. And I kind of use that every day to motivate myself and my teammates to work hard because you never know. I know coach tells us all the time, like, don't take it for granted. Like, you never know when you are going to play your last game. So we kind of use that every day to motivate us to push each other. So
this is going to seem like a really broad question, Isi, but for you, what do you enjoy most about being a collegiate athlete and going out there and competing at the highest level there in women's basketball? What gets you going and motivates you to not only go out there and play the games, but put in the work at practice?
I would say my family motivates me a lot. Also, just the energy you get from playing, you know, the crowds really get me going. Just seeing my teammates thrive really makes me feel good. So I would say that.
So you're from Bloomington, Minnesota, John F. Kennedy High School, which I just drove past this morning on the way here. But with that, you mentioned your family motivating you. Crookston, 4-5 hour trip. We'll call it a 5 hour trip with a stop or two up north in Minnesota. Do your parents get to make a lot of games, home games, or are they road games, or how often are they to watch you?
Oh, my mom is at every game.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, every single game. Even when we went to Washington, she was there. My whole family was. So they're really supportive.
It feels like you're close to home. It's not like you're that far removed, but at the same time, there's a little bit of separation there. Was that part of the allure of staying close, but actually, you know, not within the same neighborhood and get away from, you know, some of the, I don't know, I mean, the distractions that would be maybe living so close to home?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I really love the campus and the people in the Crookston community. I'm kind of adventurous, so I like to, I'm not afraid to get away from home, but it's nice now knowing that I'm only like 5 hours away, where my high school teammates are, like, one was in New York for a while, and I know she struggled with being that far from home, so I think it was a good decision.
We mentioned you're a fifth-year senior. You went up to Crookston in the fall of 2014. Talk about all the things that have changed up on the campus itself. I know with the new wellness center and whatnot, but just how things have changed for the better up at Minnesota Crookston, and then kind of why, how that allured you there back out of high school.
Yeah, like you said, the wellness center is a nice improvement. I just think the community just makes it a lot better. It's easy to go out and meet new people, get connections, like, for example, I had an internship and I had a lot of help with the faculty and staff here on campus. And I don't know, you just get a lot of connections in the small town. So I really like that about Crookston.
So recently you surpassed 1,100 points. You moved into eighth all-time scoring list at Minnesota Crookston, about to move in the seventh place. You're a two-time player of the week already this season in the NSIC. Talk about some of those accolades, and you mentioned your mom and that support, but just what some of these things mean to you and being able to excel in your senior season.
I would say, like, this summer I worked probably the hardest I ever have. I really want to go out with a bang. And just seeing the accolades, it feels good. You know, I've never really been the player to get noticed, you know, for doing things, you know, this spectacular, I guess you could say. Because in high school I was more of like a rebounder and defensive player. So seeing my progress makes me feel good, makes me want to work even harder.
Working hard on the hard court, working hard in the classroom as well. I'm sure you've seen your share of classes. It says here a criminal justice major. Is that still the case? And what do we want to do post college education?
Yep, criminal justice. I don't really know what I want to do. I know I want to work with juveniles in the juvenile system, so maybe try and apply for jobs in case management and in high schools or middle schools or something and see where that goes.
So one thing we ask every student athlete that is a guest on this show is describe the NSIC in one word and why you picked that word.
I would say unpredictable. Like for my freshman year, I mean, I didn't play in this game, but Wayne State was nationally ranked and we upset them. So I would say, like, every week it's unpredictable. You don't know who's going to take a W, who's going to take an L. So.
Excellent. Well, you have Bemidji State. You're on the road this Saturday at 2 p.m., the start of the conference season. Best of luck to you and the Golden Eagles. And then, obviously, a happy birthday coming up here on the 18th, not too far out. So
no, yep. So a lot big of 2-3.
Two, oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I just hit 40 earlier this month, so yeah. It flies
by.
So, yes, thank you. So, but enjoy that time. 23 is a great age to be. You're obviously doing great things up there at Minnesota Crookston. Best of luck to you and the Golden Eagles the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Congrats, EC. Thanks for taking the time for us, okay?
Yep, thank you for having me.
Her friends call her EC. I guess we're supposed to call her EC Oma Adore. And I'm going to call her EC because I do consider her a friend now, and that was a phenomenal conversation.
Yeah, the big 2-3. I don't remember that. 17
you young
years.
Whippersnappers. Yeah. I'm closer to 50 than I am to 40. I'll just tell you that. And it, 23. Well, I can't even imagine.
Well, you look it, Kevin. So, no, well, I'm just kidding.
Thanks a lot.
You look great. No, you look great, Kevin. I'm just joking.
I can't do anything but agree. So that's what's going on with the Golden Eagles. Good stuff happening there. Let's look at the standings then as we check out Minnesota Crookston. I see them right up towards the top of that 5-1 record, but there's a team that has one more win than them.
That's right. Augustana University, they're 6-1 to start the season. Obviously, just one more game, one more win. So they're 6-1, Minnesota Crookston 5-1. Those records do not mean much as we start the conference season because they all start back at 0-0 as they go for the North Division and overall crowns. A bunch of other one-loss teams are Wayne State, Concordia St. Paul, and Minot, all 4-1, while St. Cloud State and Sioux Falls are 3-1 to start the season.
Very cool. Let's get some of the key results from Week 3 in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference when it comes to women's basketball.
Just to highlight a few from last week, Concordia St. Paul, a 2-point winner over Northern Michigan, 63-61. Minnesota Crookston, a 70-65 winner over St. Martin's, they mentioned out in Washington. MSU Moorhead rolled Metro State 62-41 out in Colorado. Then they came back and knocked off Colorado Christian 74-61. So the Dragons went 2-0. We'll hear more about them in a second. And then Wayne State, a big win, 79-65 over Peru State, and Concordia St. Paul, 76-59 over Jamestown on Sunday.
Very good. In a moment, we'll preview the Week 4 schedule. But first, let's get to our players of the week, starting in the North Division. I think that's where your Dragons come in.
That's right. Kylie Borovich from Roseau, Minnesota, plays for the MSU Moorhead Dragons. She averaged 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists in wins at the Cherry Creek Holiday Inn Classic out in Colorado. Had 14 points and a season-high 7 boards in that 62-41 win over Metro State.
How about our South Division Player of the Week?
Lindsay Dorr from Otsego, Minnesota, plays for Concordia St. Paul Golden Bears. She averaged 22.5 points and 11 rebounds in 2 victories for the Golden Bears. Shot 55% from the field. And she ranks second in the NSIC in that category. She's shooting a 61% clip on the season. She scored 22 points with 9 boards in that 63-61 win over Northern Michigan.
Congratulations, ladies. Now let's go to the week 4 schedule and see where we're at as we make our way through another week of women's basketball.
All right, this Saturday, December 1st. How is it December already? I don't know, Kevin, but it's that time of season. I like it. Right now it's the lead up to Christmas. It's not the Christmas, it's the lead
but
up.
It's brown. I need some snow. I know who roots for snow, but it's too brown. If it's December, I want snow. If it's going to be cold, you might as well have snow too.
Well, did you see the forecast? We're supposed to get 2 inches of snow today.
Yes.
So there
just
you
don't
go.
Do it during rush hour.
I think that's
so
when it
selfish.
Starts. So. Yeah, do it overnight. Wake up and then.
Yes.
Yeah. But then you got to drive away in the morning.
I know.
Anyway, hey, there's basketball this Saturday. And you're right, there should be snow on the ground. So, Saturday, December 1st, travel partner game starting at 2 o'clock, Upper Iowa at Winona State, Crookston at Bemidji, Duluth at St. Cloud. We move to 3:30, where Concordia, St. Paul's at Minnesota State, Mankato, Minot's at UMarion, Wayne's at Augie, and then 4 o'clock, Sioux Falls at Southwest Minnesota State, and MSU Moorheads at Northern State.
More information available at northernsun.org. More information on men's basketball and wrestling when we continue. That's Nick Corner. I'm Kevin Faulness. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight presented by Experience Burnsville.
The NSIC is home to 16 dynamic institutions whose student athletes excel beyond the field of play. Becoming an NSIC corporate partner enhances the experience for all our student athletes and gets your organization incredible exposure to students, alumni, families, customers, and future employees through digital marketing, social media, print ads, and in-game promotions. Visit northernsun.org/corporate to invest in NSIC student athletes. The Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference is a nonprofit organization committed to the development of student athletes on the field and in life.
The Burnsville, Minnesota area is full of exciting opportunities for entertainment, sporting events, and family fun all year round. Whether you're looking for fairs, festivals, concerts, or theater events, there's plenty going on in Burnsville, Minnesota. Each month, the Burnsville calendar of events is jam-packed with fantastic opportunities. Browse our calendar for upcoming events and activities at BurnsvilleMN.com.
Label me.
You know you want to.
Don't be shy.
You do it behind my back.
So say it to my face.
Face. You don't know me. You know what I am?
I'm a pitcher.
I'm a striker.
I'm a point guard.
I'm a linebacker.
I'm a setter.
Shortstop.
High jumper.
Wrestler.
Defender.
Goalie.
Student.
Student athletes. That's who we are.
The NCAA provides opportunities for student athletes. Learn more at ncaa.org/opportunity.
In the home stretch of this week's edition of the Northern Sun Spotlight, presented by Experience Burnsville, got to get to some men's basketball. Nick, why don't you update us on the standings on how things are going on the men's side?
All right. As of last Monday, we have a couple of teams at 5-1. That's Southwest Minnesota State, who's receiving votes in the national poll, and number 13, St. Cloud State. They are 5-1, along with Sioux Falls is 5-1 starts in the non-conference season. Concordia St. Paul, Wayne State, both 4-1. Minnesota Crookston, off to their best start as an NCAA Division II institution. They are 6-2 to start the season.
All right, so as we look at some of the key results from Week 3, I see a couple of overtimes smattered in there, so it sounds like there was some exciting basketball to be played.
Well, you are correct, Kevin. Sioux Falls picked up a 73-70 win over Central Missouri in overtime down in Missouri last week in Kansas City. Also, Minot State went down to Puerto Rico and picked up a 73-72 overtime win over Pontifical Catholic in overtime down there. Bemidji State, a 74-69 win over Palm Beach Atlantic. A couple other scores from the weekend. On Friday, Upper Iowa was an 83-78 winner over Drury. Minnesota State beat Tampa 75-61. St. Cloud State, a 77-69 winner over Seattle Pacific. Upper Iowa, a 91-87 winner over Missouri S&T. Northern State, 66. Chadron State, 62. And St. Cloud State, 74-65 winner over Point Loma.
Puerto Rico. How nice would that be? You're talking about your kid going to Florida, and here we are stuck in this frozen tundra, which we're rooting for. We're rooting for snow, but Puerto Rico and Florida sound really nice this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, if we were able to fly to Florida for a week, like my daughter, she's going to Disney World with Grandma and Grandpa, so have fun, Josie. So and then come back, have a foot of snow, have our neighbors clear our driveways so we don't have to worry about that, yep. And then we're good. We're set for Christmas.
That'd be great. You know, they have mobile hotspots in Puerto Rico and Florida as well.
They certainly
do. As well as they do Missouri. Yes. So something to think about. Anyway, that gets you up to date through the third week of men's basketball in the NSIC. Why don't we... we need to go to, we've already done the standings, so let's do our players of the week starting in the north.
All right, our preseason player of the year was Gage Davis. He is our player of the week this week. St. Cloud State University helped the Huskies to a 2-0 record at the Point Loma Thanksgiving Classic out in San Diego. Wow, that's another nice warm place that I would love to be. He had a team-leading 17 points per game, scored a team-leading 21 points on 9 of 14 shooting in a 74-65 win over Point Loma. So, congratulations to Gage Davis on his performance over the weekend as the Huskies improve to 5-1.
Congrats to Gage, indeed. That's on the north side. How about the South Division Player of the Week?
Chris Olson from Bram, Minnesota, plays at Upper Iowa University. Averaged 17.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists for Upper Iowa in those two wins. Was 12 of 21 from the field and 6 of 8 from three-point range for the week. Scored a career-high 22 points in a 91-87 win over Missouri S&T. Hopefully we'll be saying that next week, a win over Missouri S&T for the Dragons. But Upper Iowa got it last weekend in basketball, 22 points in that win from Chris Olson. So congratulations to Chris.
Congrats, indeed, to the players of the week in the men's basketball in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. You talked about the travel partner, so we pretty much know what the schedule is for week four, but what are some of the highlights?
We'll just run through them again quickly. Upper Iowa, Winona State, Crooks and Bemidji, Duluth, St. Cloud, Concordia at Mankato, Minot at Mary, Wayne at Augie, Sioux Falls at Southwest. That should be a good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then MSU Moorhead at Northern State, another good one in the North Division. So, again, 22 basketball game regular season. All the games count towards the overall and North and South Division titles. So, a lot to play for coming up this weekend already in the Northern Sun.
Very good. You need more information? Find it at northernsun.org. That's what's going on in men's basketball in the NSIC. How about wrestling?
We mentioned Thursday night at St. Cloud State, number one in the nation, going to Southwest Minnesota State in a NSIC duel. That's 7 p.m. Friday night, Northern State is at MSU Moorhead. That's also 7 p.m. And then Saturday, we have the MSU Moorhead Dragon Open starting at 9 a.m. The Jim Cott Wisconsin Open in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which Augustana will be going to. The Luther Hill Invitational that Upper Iowa will be at, and the Buena Vista Open, which Southwest Mankato and Upper Iowa will split squads at. So that's down in Storm Lake, Iowa. And then St. Cloud State's out at the Newberry Duels on Sunday. They'll have four duels out there in Newberry, South Carolina. So a lot of action going on in wrestling as well.
Yeah, and like I said, it's the nature of the beast in collegiate athletics. You're going to have busy weekends, but this one seems exceptionally busy in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Not only the wrestling that you just touched on, you got the basketball, plus you still got football going on. So you guys are going to be to the brim with activities going on, especially Saturday in particular.
Yeah, like we said, it starts out with the cross-country championships. Mary, Augustana, and Sioux Falls all out there competing Saturday morning in Pittsburgh, and then we got football games at noon, Mankato taking on Tarleton State, and MSU Moorhead at the Missouri S&T and the Mineral Water Bowl, both noon, both at northernsun.org/live, and then a full afternoon of basketball. So if you wanted to watch an SIC competition all day,
you could.
Definitely could. And I definitely will.
Again, northernsun.org/live. I have to assume you get used to the hustle and bustle of this type of schedule. Do you enjoy days like this that are coming up, Saturday in particular?
As long as we win. It always helps when you win. So if you get a couple of wins in that, it definitely helps. But obviously, you know, it's great to see the student athletes, you know, cross country. They'll perform well out there. We got a couple of top ranked teams, so it'll be fun to watch them run. It'll be a great contest for both the football games. And then in basketball, we're guaranteed to go 500 on Saturday afternoon. So that's always a nice calming effect going in, knowing that you're guaranteed 500 outcome in all your basketball games.
Will you and Chris Kautza drive down there? Are you going to fly?
We're going to drive.
You are going to drive.
It's Kansas
together?
City. It's outside Kansas City. It's 6 hours. So we did the trip last year, so we're looking forward to making the trek again. It should be a nice we'll learn a lot more about each other again.
I have trouble with small talk. That's a lot of small talk. Can one of you sit in the back? I mean, I might relegate one of you to the back. I get the front, and then you guys can, I don't know if I could do it. That's a long time.
Again, mobile hotspot, just maybe let me check my emails for the next 3-4 hours, Chris.
Well, that should be good. I know you guys will
it'll be great.
Entertain yourselves, but more importantly, entertain those fans of the NSIC, because there's plenty to keep everybody up to date on. So you guys have a great trip. Travel safe and beyond, above and beyond everything else, win everything that you're supposed to win, and let's bring home some championships, okay?
Well, we'll do our best, so looking forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
There he is, Nick Corner, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And that's going to do it for the Northern Sun Spotlight, presented by Experience Burnsville. Enjoy the weekend of activities, and we'll talk to you next week right here.